This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. This week marks 1 year since heavy rain brought massive flooding to parts of Colorado's Front Range. Yesterday, Governor John Hickenlooper toured U.S. 36 near Lyons to draw attention to road repairs. Other key pieces of that town's infrastructure, like sewer, electricity, and gas lines, were also severely damaged. And although the small community has managed some rebuilding, still more repairs remain. KUNC's Grace Hood visited Lyons to find out how the recovery is going.
Take a walk down Main Street and you barely see signs of last year's flooding. But almost everyone in this town of 2,000 has a story.
I mean, we essentially lost nearly 100% of our inventory.
Connie Sullivan owns the deli and grocery store at the St. Vrain Market. The flooding deposited a foot of mud and debris inside her shop. With destroyed roads, water, and sewer lines, many residents couldn't return home for about 2 months. Sullivan says it wrinkled what was already a complicated recovery plan.
You didn't have electricity, and then you had to figure out when your customer base was going to be returning and what types of products you would be able to sell even once they did return.
Lyons lost an estimated 20% of its housing stock. As a result, Sullivan says her ledger looks different. Sandwich sales to tourists are up. Grocery sales through Colorado's food assistance or food stamp program are down.
So we serve that niche of the community. You know, it's sad to see that those customers are some of the ones that haven't returned.
The reason can be seen in the town's Confluence neighborhood. Here, nearly every home is in the midst of repairs.
You can see this cobble looked like you can see where the stream was. During the flood, this became really another rivulet.
John O'Brien is the mayor of Lyons. He points to a pile of rocks and debris. Nearby are the remains of a home that's expected to be bought by the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Hazard Mitigation Grant Program.
And so we did not allow this gentleman right here to rebuild because we know when the next flood comes, it's going to come right through here.
In the weeks immediately after the flood, the first priority was to repair down sewer and water lines. But O'Brien says there are still 87 projects the town needs to complete. In total, it adds up to $100 million.
It's not really a sprint. This is a marathon for recovery.
Molly Urbina is Colorado's chief recovery officer. A year after the flood, she says communities are still rebuilding, especially in three of the hardest hit counties that include Boulder, Larimer, and Weld. While both federal and state agencies have pumped millions into repairs, Urbina says there will still be a shortfall for some communities.
There was way more damage than there is going to be for grant funding. So the local communities have to look at what their own budgets and see how this all fits. You know, what's the gap and how do we get there?
In Boulder County, officials estimate there will be a $56 million shortfall over the next 5 years. To that end, county officials are asking taxpayers to approve a flood recovery sales and use tax of 0.185%.
We'll be concerned with replacing the housing that we lost, that 20%, which was substantially damaged.
And while there's a long list of roads and infrastructure repairs ahead, Lyons Mayor John O'Brien says a key concern is the lack of affordable housing. The town lost both of its two trailer parks. It's working on a plan, but he says things won't be easy.
We had a housing shortage even before the flood, so it's sort of replacement plus, if you will.
The low housing stock wasn't an issue for Anthea Rice moving into town. She directs volunteers moving furniture into a newly purchased home a few blocks north on higher ground from the Confluence neighborhood.
If we can take it upstairs, I'm not sure if it's too hard for you.
Rice used to live up a nearby winding canyon until her bridge was destroyed by the river last September.
The process of building a bridge, a legal bridge that's permitted, they cannot tell us when or if we could ever do that.
She says even though she's lived near Lyons for just a few years, she felt compelled to stay in the area.
Well, I feel like that has really been given to me here to move into a new community and make community.
Retaining even this one household is a huge victory for Lyons. It's a small success in what will be a much longer battle in the years ahead. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.